According to recent polls from Rasmussen and Pew Research, Americans would like our troops to come home. So should we stay or should we go? Here to tell us is Michael Kugelman, an Afghan expert at the independent think tank, the Wilson Center. Good afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Good afternoon.
Why did the United States go to Afghanistan in the first place?
Well, it's been so long, it's easy to forget why. But essentially, back in 2001, after the 9/11 attacks on the United States and its international partners entered Afghanistan to remove the Taliban from power, which at that time was ruling Afghanistan. The Taliban had provided a sanctuary for al-Qaeda, and particularly for Osama bin Laden, who, of course, was responsible for the 9/11 attacks. So the intention of the U.S. and its partners back in 2001 was to go in and remove the Taliban from power and effectively make Afghanistan a country that would no longer provide sanctuary for international terrorists, particularly those that threaten the United States and elsewhere in the world.
And we were successful with that mission.
Right. From a very narrow viewpoint, that is successful because the Taliban has long been out of power. It certainly exerts de facto control in certain parts of Afghanistan, but it no longer runs the country. And al-Qaeda largely is out of Afghanistan. Of course, al-Qaeda as an organization is still alive and well, including over the border in Pakistan, but it no longer operates in Afghanistan, or at least not with to the extent that it did back in the 1990s and up to 2001.
Why is the United States still there?
Well, it's hard to get the real answer to that. The official line, according to the U.S. government and the U.S. military, is that the United States wants to stabilize Afghanistan, and by that, that's essentially code for an objective of weakening, if not eliminating, a Taliban-led insurgency that has been raging in Afghanistan ever since the Taliban was overthrown in 2001. And this insurgency has certainly been tamed in recent years, and as I said before, there are pockets of very heavy Taliban influence, if not de facto control, particularly in the south and east of Afghanistan, not coincidentally near the Pakistan border. But the intention, what the U.S. wants to do before it leaves Afghanistan at the end of 2014, is to leave Afghanistan confident that the Taliban will not retake power and once again become a sanctuary for international terrorism.
I'm talking with Michael Kugelman, an Afghanistan expert at the independent think tank, the Wilson Center. As we just heard from the BBC, many who are trying to rebuild their businesses in Afghanistan would like Karzai to sign an agreement with the United States to leave some kind of foreign troop presence in his country. Why is he reluctant to sign this?
Well, there are all types of theories for this. One is essentially just the fact that he's a mercurial, he has a mercurial personality, that he tends to sort of change his mind and do things that may come across as irrational. I mean, this is someone that's lashed out about all types of things over the years. He's, for example, threatened to join the Taliban. So he has a track record of being somewhat unpredictable and volatile. But I think the reason is that he's essentially, like many leaders around the world in Afghanistan and elsewhere, he is a power-hungry individual that wants to try to exert as much leverage and hold as much power and bargaining power as he can in his waning days in power. There's going to be an election next year, or at least theoretically, and his days in power are relatively numbered. And so by refusing to sign off on a security deal, he really retains that last shred of bargaining power, to the fact that everyone in Afghanistan, not everyone, many people in Afghanistan, including his own staff, want him to sign. But I think he feels that by holding out for as long as he can retain a lot of influence because he, after all, is the man in Afghanistan now. That nothing will happen. This deal will not be signed. There could be no residual U.S. force in Afghanistan until he finally says, okay, I'll sign. I think he wants to draw the process out as long as he possibly can. Though I think he may overestimate the patience that the U.S. government has for working with him. I think that, you know, the zero option is something that is being taken seriously in Washington, and I think if he doesn't relent, if Karzai doesn't relent by the end of this year, then we very well could have every U.S. troop out of Afghanistan after 2014.
Well, we've heard some of the Afghan citizens' worries about that. What kind of risks would zero option pose for the United States?
Well, I mean, there are all types of risks. One is really what could happen along the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. By having a continued U.S. Troop presence in Afghanistan, maintaining bases in Afghanistan, it's possible to launch limited counter-insurgency counter-terrorism operations in Afghanistan, and also to continue the admittedly unpopular drone war in Afghanistan and particularly Pakistan. So if there are no more troops left after 2014 to continue those missions, then there's certainly a concern that the already very volatile and dangerous Pakistan-Afghanistan border area, which has al-Qaeda forces, militants from all over the region, there's really a concern that that could really spiral out of control and become something even worse than it is right now. But that said, I've always been somewhat of a skeptic. If the U.S. were to leave completely after 2014 with no residual presence, we would basically what you could have is, if there were to be a residual force, it would be no more than 10, 12, 15,000 troops. That's a relatively small number of troops. And if Afghanistan were to descend into chaos or fall apart, there's nothing that a residual troop force could do to prevent that. You know, 140,000 troops was not enough to fully stabilize Afghanistan over the last few years. I think it's important to keep that in mind, that we don't want to overstate the capacities of any sort of residual force in Afghanistan after 2014. And unfortunately, bad things could happen. Very serious destabilizing things could happen in Afghanistan after 2014, regardless of how many, if there's U.S. troops there or not.
Last question quickly, Michael Kugelman, should we stay or should we go?
Well, you know, I'd answer the question two different ways. As an analyst of Afghanistan and of the region, I would say that we should stay, just because, for the reasons I mentioned before, the situation could spiral out of control, and there would, having that residual force as a buffer could really help, for an example, try to tame the remaining pockets of the agency in southern and eastern Afghanistan.
Michael, I hate to bust in. I have very little time.
Okay. And essentially, I would conclude that as an individual, as an American, I think it's time to leave, just because the main missions have been accomplished. It's an extensive war. It costs $1 million a year per U.S. soldier. The U.S. has all types of economic problems. So from a personal perspective, I think it may be time to leave.
Michael Kugelman is the Afghanistan expert at the Wilson Center. Thanks for taking the time. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.